Welcome to the Going Deeper podcast, where we take Sunday's sermon and go deeper so that we might know God's word and be transformed by it. What do we do with Solomon? If you've been following our yearly Bible reading plan, you have been through now Ecclesiastes, and we've also been in 1 Kings and even in Chronicles, and we've gone through now the life of Solomon. And we see the sin that Solomon was involved in 1 Kings 11 and what he did there in marrying all of these women, having 700 wives and 300 concubines. What do we do with a man like Solomon? The question often is, was Solomon saved? That is Solomon in heaven today? What do we do with a man like this who God gave so much wisdom to? He was one who was blessed tremendously by God, was used by God to be king over God's people. What do we do with a man like Solomon? Well, I think first we need to start off with, coming off of Father's Day, what Solomon's father had said to him. Obviously, his father, King David, had these words for him in 1 Chronicles 28. 1 Chronicles 28 in verse 6 says, "He said to me, 'Your son Solomon is the one who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him.'" That is God speaking there, saying, "I have chosen Solomon to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him." Verse 7, "I will establish his kingdom forever if he resolutely performs my commandments and my ordinances as is done now. So now in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, observe and seek after all the commandments of the Lord your God, so that you may possess the good land and bequeath it to your sons after you forever." Verse 9, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be courageous and act." And so there's a father passing down wisdom to his son. And what does he tell his son Solomon to do? To know the God of your fathers. Know God and serve him with a whole heart. That's the wisdom that David gives to Solomon. Now, was David a perfect king? No, he wasn't. David sinned. We obviously know the downfalls and the sin and the faults of David, that he was not a perfect king. He was not a perfect man. He was one who sinned against God, but he was also one who was repentant. He was repentant when he sinned against God. And that's why God says, "David is a man after my own heart," because David was a repentant king. And when he sinned, he repented. But he tells his son Solomon, "Look, Solomon, don't follow after the ways of sin. Don't go after those ways, but obey God, know the Lord, and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind." Well, as we've gone through 1 Kings, we get to 1 Kings 11, and we see there in 1 Kings 11 what happened to King Solomon. God blessed him tremendously with wisdom. God used King Solomon in a tremendous way. But we get to 1 Kings 11, and we see what happens to King Solomon. 1 Kings 11 and verse 1, "Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women, from the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the sons of Israel, 'You shall not associate with them, nor shall they associate with you, for they will surely turn your heart away after their gods. Solomon held fast to these in love. Verse 3, he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. There is a son, Solomon, the son of King David, who did not heed his own father's advice, his own father's wisdom. Yes, Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived because God granted him wisdom. And yet, even in with all of that wisdom that Solomon had, Solomon still does not heed the wisdom of his own father, who says, do not turn away from God, but live wholly devoted to God. And Solomon turned away. His heart was turned away, and he was not wholly devoted to God. There was a son who did not listen to his father when he should have. So what then is the final outcome of Solomon? What happens to Solomon? You see, as you continue reading in 1 Kings 11, you get to the end of the chapter in verse 41, and there is the death then of Solomon. And if you just read 1 Kings 11, you get to the end of the chapter and you go, wow, how sad. Solomon died as a man who had turned away from the Lord, that he didn't have the heart of his father David, but his heart had turned away from God, and his wives had turned his heart away from God. And that's how we would, you could come to that conclusion there. But we have to understand the whole context of Scripture and understand what's going on with Scripture. And what we read, if you have been going through our yearly devotion, you see that at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is written by Solomon, Solomon says something that helps us to understand the heart of Solomon. At the end of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 12, in verse 13, he says this, the conclusion, after living his whole life, and this was the last book that Solomon penned, that he wrote. He wrote Proverbs, he wrote the Song of Solomon, and he wrote Ecclesiastes. And he wrote Ecclesiastes at the end of his life. And he comes then to the conclusion of it all. The wisest man in the land, the wealthiest man in the land, he had it all. Whatever he wanted in life, he could get it. He had it all. He had the American dream, you could say. And he comes to the conclusion at the end of his life. In verse 13, he says, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is, here it is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. What is Solomon's final conclusion? Fear God and keep his commandments. The greatest thing that you can have in life is a relationship with God. And I believe there what Solomon has done is he's repented of that sin. That Solomon, that's a repentant heart there, where Solomon comes to the final conclusion of his life and he realizes, look, I had turned away from God before and I wasn't following after him. And there were consequences, grave consequences for his actions and what he had done. Think about all the idol worship then that was going on in Israel because he allowed these women to come in and build these shrines and allowed the people then to go and worship. And the pagans came in and they began worshiping their gods and idol worship and all of this stuff. We see then where the kingdom was torn in two because of Solomon's disobedience to God. And so there were consequences that happened because of the sin of Solomon. But Solomon, at the end of his life, comes to this final conclusion, fear God and keep his commandments. Solomon, I believe, repented of his sin there. And Solomon realizes and recognizes, look, I lived this life of pursuit of all of this stuff. I had everything. I had whatever I wanted. I had the American dream. It was all mine. But none of that mattered. It's all vanity. All of that. Vanity of vanities. It's all vanity. But here's the one thing that I took away, that I've taken away from life. If you want to have happiness in life, if you want to be blessed in life, if you want to live life to the fullest, here is what you need to do. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's what Solomon has come to realize and recognize in life. We read in our scripture reading this last Sunday, we read out of 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says that the Old Testament scriptures are written for our example. Listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians 10, 6. Now these things happened as examples for us so that we would not crave evil things as they also craved. And then verse 11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And then he says this, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. You judge what I say. Think about that. Paul's writing that there saying, look, the Old Testament scriptures have been given to us as examples. Think about Israel's mistakes and all the things, all the mistakes that they had made. Think about the mistakes of Solomon and what he did, the sin that he fell into, the sin that he pursued after. He pursued after these women. He was the one who married all of them. He did all of this. We can learn from Solomon. Learn from him. And although he did not heed his own wisdom and advice in his life, we can look back and we can see the life of Solomon and we can learn from his mistakes. We can learn from his sin so that we won't go down that same path. Don't be like Solomon, who pursued after all of this stuff, who pursued after all of these relationships, who was seeking after all of these things in life instead of listening to the words of his father, who had said, you need to make sure that your heart is wholly devoted to God. It must be wholly devoted to God. And then at the end of Solomon's life, he finally realizes and recognizes, wow, my father was right. Because I pursued it all. I've had it all. My father was right. And here's my conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments. The greatest relationship that you must have in your life is your relationship to God. Be fully devoted to Him. If you want to have blessing in this life, if you want to have happiness in this life, that's what you must do. Come to that conclusion and realize and recognize with Solomon that you must fear God and keep His commandments. That's what He calls us to do. What do we do with Solomon? We heed his advice, his wisdom that he has passed down to us through the pages of scriptures as God has moved him to write these things for us so that we might learn from him. What do? Fear God. Fear God and keep his commandments. I pray that you're blessed by this and that you will listen to these words that Solomon gives to us, and that you would live your life fearing God and keeping his commandments. That's what he has called us to do. Have a blessed day.